Charlie, Tango Hotel.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, everybody. Annette, it's Brian, V7CTH. And yes, when I first started work for, I guess it was 1 or 2 years after I started work there, and I met Harvey Doss. And I had listened to Harvey from, you know, when I was a wee little kid. And one day when the cafeteria was full, there's kind of only one seat left, and that was opposite me. And he asked politely if he could sit there. I said, thank you. And he said, my name's Harvey Dawes. I work in radio. And I said, I'm Brian Jensen. I work in television. And I said, yeah, I've been listening to you since I was a wee little boy and able to listen to the radio. And, you know, he looked and said, you know, if I'd known I was going to be adored, I would have worn a better suit.
There you go.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, Harvey was near the end of his career. I was at the beginning of my career. He was at the end of his. He's been, a sound key for a long time. But used to remember his. It was kind of like our own Walter Cronkite or Edward R. Murrow.
Oh, for sure, without a doubt. That is awesome.
Thanks, Randy, 73.
You bet. Thanks for that, Brian. Good story. All right, 7-3. You have a great day. Let's see. Dan hasn't been here all week. Let's see if he's around. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Tango, November. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Uniform Sierra, Daryl.
Good morning, Randy, and everybody out there. Don't know. So I met anybody famous, at least maybe infamous, but no famous. And wondered if you were talking earlier, did you talk to somebody that had great games?
Oh, I'm not sure. I didn't hear that. I know there are a couple of great Danes on the list here as dogs, but I can't remember. I don't think we had a conversation about it, though, possibly.
Okay. I have a great Dane here. Took him out for a walk this morning, and it was just a great walk. He met some guys that are doing some work on the ditches here. Anyway, have a great day, 7-3.
Oh, yes, you were the great Dane on the list. Odie, that's right. And then I think Tilly is the other pupper.
That's right. A chihuahua.
Oh, there was a doggo on the couch earlier this morning listening in when I checked someone in, but I don't know that it was a Great Dane. How about celebrity encounters for you? Anyone of note?
Nothing that I can think of.
Sounds good. All right, well, thank you for being there, Daryl. You have yourself a great day at 73. Todd was kicking around on Sunday. Kilo Echo 9, Delta, Quebec, Sierra. Todd. Oh, Conrad in the earlies today. Victor Alpha 7, Delta, Uniform, X-Ray. Conrad, are you there? Victor Alpha 7, Echo Papa. Good morning, Elmer. Ooh, we're just past the top of the hour. I should identify this as Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. My name is Randy. This is the Rainbow Country Net for Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. And we are looking for Tamara, Victor Alpha 7, Echo Tango Romeo. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo X-Ray Alpha. Good morning, David. All right, how about Fred in Chilliwack, Victor Echo 7, Foxtrot Mike November. Victor Alpha 7, Foxtrot, Oscar Kilo. Good morning, Dan. Victor Echo 7, Fox, Whiskey, Don. Victor Echo 7, Golf, Delta, Sierra. Good morning, Gary. How about Gordon? Victor Alpha 7, Golf, Hotel, Echo. Oh, it's quiet today through this part of the alphabet. How about Andrew? Victor Alpha 7, Golf Juliet Kilo.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf.
Hey, there's a little break up to the silence. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Randy. Sorry, I couldn't wait till the end when I'm supposed to be in there. Too far away, and all I got stuff I got to get done. Hey, have a good day. 7-3.
You as well, James. Stay busy. Stay safe. Say hi to Nikki. 73. Victor Echo 7, Hotel Charlie Kilo. Good morning, Steve. See how Dave and Dodge are doing this morning. Victor Echo 7, Hotel Delta Golf.
Good morning, Randy, and we're doing great. Nice day in Langley today. I think I'll go out for a dog walk. Everybody have a good day. 73VE7HDG.
Oh, yeah, someone here beside me heard you say that one. How about you, Dave? Any celebrity encounters?
Not really. The only celebrity I've ever met was my sort of second cousin, Roy Hennessy, from back in the AM radio days. He was a thing for a while there. That's about it for me.
Hey, that counts, even if they're family. No doubt about it. All right, good stuff. Well, enjoy the walk. Give Dodge a pet for me. 73. Heard Dave this morning, Victor Echo 7, Hotel Delta, Quebec.
Yeah, good morning. When I was working for the phone company, there was a teleagency that I was doing some work in, and I forget what his first name is, but he's sort of a comedian, Nielsen. Anyway, he walked in there, and it took me a minute to, you know, realize who he was, but I didn't want to say hello or anything because I, you know, you don't want to disturb their life sort of thing.
Yeah, give them their privacy where possible, for sure, depending on the setting. You would be talking about Leslie Nielsen from Airplane, among others?
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, it took me a minute to figure out who it was, and of course, I was busy working, too, so I didn't have the time to stop.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, thanks for sharing. Hope you have yourself a fantastic day today, and 73.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Sierra Hotel for a quick in-and-out.
Just get a flag there. There's Amrit, Victor Echo 7, Oscar Sierra Hotel. In and out it is.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. Thanks for the quick check-in, and back to you, 73VE7OSH.
You bet, Amrit, 73. You have yourself a fantastic day. All right, we got George in the earth today, Victor Echo 7, Hotel Echo Delta, his birthday today, so if you see him, be sure to wish him a happy birthday. A whole string of people who checked in earlier takes us down to Victor Echo 7, India, Gulf, Quebec. Good morning, Randy.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra, quick in and out, please.
All right, Robert, hold on just for one moment. I got to scroll down. Where are you? There you are, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra, in and out for you, 73.
73, thank you.
Victor Echo 7, Juliet Bravo X-ray. Good morning, John. Victor Echo 7, Juliet Zulu. Good morning, Jim.
Victor Echo 7, Juliet Zulu. Good morning, Randy. I've met a few. Tragically hip. I'm from Kingston originally, and I went to school with a couple of the tragically hip members. Gord Downey, rest in peace. He was a really nice guy, actually. And Johnny Faye, the drummer. I had math class with him for a few years. And then moved out west, and I met one of my favorite actresses for B-style sci-fi movies, Stephanie von Fetten. Anyway, she was just as beautiful as she is on screen. That was a lovely meet. Anyway, I'm sure there's a couple others, but those are the most memorable.
Well, I bet, yeah, some good ones there as well. Good stuff. Well, thanks for sharing. Anything else for us today?
I met, that guy that does the building shows. What the heck is his name? From Toronto. Anyway, there was a reality TV show, Canada's Handyman, Best Handyman or something or other. I actually was on the show. I made it to the top. I don't know what it was, 25 or something. Anyway, but they were not as Mike Holmes. That's it. He was not a pleasant person. Anyway, so that's my unpleasant celebrity thing. But Stephanie von Fetten and Gord Downey, awesome people.
Excellent stuff. Okay, yeah, I thought you were going to say like Tim Allen for a minute, but okay, fair enough. Congrats on the show too. That's pretty cool. All right, good stuff. Thanks, Jim. You have yourself a great day and 73.
Hotel Uniform Echo.
All right, let's go back up. I think that's Victor. Just give me a second. Victor Echo 7, Hotel Uniform Echo. Go ahead, Victor.
I didn't realize you had a topic of the day, and I was a volunteer driver during the variety telethons that were going on in Vancouver. So I did a lot of the celebrities that were in and out, going from the rehearsal and back and out to the airport and back.
Oh, good. I bet you had some cool encounters there.
Well, there was one guy that is infamous now is Rolf Harris. Drove him many times. Bob McGrath, Don Wells, the fellows from What Adam 12, Glenn Yarborough, all sorts of guys.
Oh, yeah, very cool. Some good names there. Were they chatty or just kind of doing their own thing and wanted to get to where they were going?
It sort of depends on the day, like on the Friday or on the Saturday for rehearsal, they were doing okay, but on Sunday after the show, they were all pretty well wiped. Then Monday morning, trying to get them up early to get out to the airport to get home. I think Don Wells was the best. He came out, he was perfectly done, and the other person going out to the airport was pretty rough. But they were, you were an island of tranquility for them. No autographs, no nothing. If they wanted to just sit there and be quiet, that's what you did.
Yeah, well, like that trip, you know, to and from the airport to the event and vice versa is kind of sort of like a little bubble of, like you say, tranquility, where they just want to kind of refresh and be ready for the next happening.
also, two guys I just remembered was the cast of Fame at the time, and Raymond Burr, the famous Perry Mason.
Oh, yeah, Raymond Burr, that'd be a pretty cool encounter.
It was. They asked